Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Demons.
And Mark.
No, this is JJ.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, somebody brought up, I think, homosexuality, and just in the middle of a conversation about something completely different. We were talking about underage marriages, and then that completely steered things in a totally different direction, leading to the idea that them gay folks, they got demons inside them. And then talking about the idea of demons and how absurd it is, and we're all over the damn place. And that's what happens on this show, and it sure is fun. Yeah. So you're welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231 as we continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to, I believe we have Zachary. I think he's actually there this time. Zachary in Mississippi. We'll try him again.
Can you all hear me?
Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
You are on the air, and yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, that's great. I'm really glad the way that y'all brought everything up, because just hang on a second.
Got nothing but time.
Like, what you're hearing tonight seems like a microcosm of what's kind of wrong with America anyway. Everybody's worried about demons and Bibles and children getting married when they're 5 years old from a culture that is, like, thousands of years old, instead of worrying about the police goons taking over your rights, right? Am I wrong or am I right here?
You're right. There's definite distractions to the actual issues at hand, and a lot of this this Bible thumping is in my estimation, my personal thoughts, is cowardice, because it takes someone to realize, well, maybe this isn't right, and maybe I'm going against what my family taught me when I was growing up. Maybe I'm going against my grandparents and their wishes because they believe this, and I don't want to take a stand and say, well, this doesn't make sense, and you know, those people who do, they often find themselves getting kicked out of families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this
I really appreciate you saying that, because I'm from Mississippi, dude. the most Republican right-wing state ever, you know? And it's kind of funny that I hear these people from all over the world saying that you know, the reason why they're homosexuals is because of demons. I thought they got rid of that thousands... When you were a barber a couple of 100 years ago, wasn't that the reason why everything was wrong with you? Like, if you have a headache, isn't it because of demons?
Yeah, it's always demons. Yeah. We got to drill a hole in there, let them out.
Right. Well, let's put some leeches on your eyeball, and that might fix it.
Well, you know, at least leeches, they were trying to figure out some other way of handling the problem. It's using the scientific method. Well, that didn't work. Let's try leeches.
Zachary, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Daryl, listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, one thing, most of the people that are calling you, you know, claiming to be Christian and saying, well, it's in the Bible. Well, it's also in the Bible not to mix fabrics in clothing.
That much is true.
So
is that right?
Do these people go out and protest and picket 50-50 polyester cotton blend shirts?
This is a new one. I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah, I've heard this.
There's prohibitions against putting certain crops next to one another.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, all from Leviticus.
Yep, the good old Leviticus.
The prohibition against tattooing.
Yep, tattooing, rounding your beard.
So next time you're in a conversation...
I have no idea what it means.
So next time you're in a conversation with one of these biblical literist types, you could just ask them to show you their tags on their T-shirt just to check them?
Yeah, make sure it's, you know, 100% of whatever, you know...
But
can't be
Jesus
50,
came.
Can't be 80-20.
Jesus came to free us from that portion of the law, not the portion of the law about the homosexuals, but the portion of the law where you mix fabrics and you can eat whatever you want. Pigs are okay now.
And what I find odd, most of the people that are, you know, legalistic on certain things, forget one of the teachings of Jesus: remove the plank from your own eye before you try to remove the speck from somebody else's.
No doubt.
That's true.
Absolutely. And thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Well said. And that's one of those things that many Christians just, they completely ignore that one. They find all kinds of things wrong with other people.
This was the thing that I was trying to point out when I was pointing out that so many things in the Bible, there's all kinds of sins in the Bible. But people have fixated on the homosexuals. They got an agenda. They're trying to convert our young people to homosexual. I don't know about you, but there's nothing anyone could have done that would have made me homosexual mm-hmm. when I was young. No, it just wouldn't have happened.
Well, it's this attitude that these people are so righteous. They believe that everything that they do, their conviction is so solid, and that this book has guided them to the ultimate answers to all the questions of what we are and who we are. And it's you can be righteous, okay, if you're right. But if you're believing this book of fantasy, you're as far from right as left can be. And there's no sense in even talking to you at any point.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Well, we'll do it on the air
yeah.
3 hours a night. But in real life, you're right. I agree with you. It's pretty much a fruitless conversation. But here, it's pretty entertaining. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. It doesn't have to be on this particular subject. Rob, listening in Indy to WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Am I on the air?
You are, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I thought you guys hung up on me by accident.
No, sir.
I love the listening to the talkers on the radio here, and to me, religion and politics do mix. I'm a Christian, and I also want to run for president, and my message would be very, very simple. By importing, you export jobs. And what I would do to fire up manufacturing again here in America is I would create jobs for people that are retired on Social Security, like making things we don't make anymore, like TVs and stereos.
You would hold on now. How would you do that as the president? You just think he can wave a magic wand and
president,
poof,
open here's a new TV factory.
Right, here's a new Sony TV factory right here in the United States. How are you going to do that?
Well, the option is the magic wand to be waved by the other countries, and we'll be in economic collapse with people walking up and down our streets looting.
That didn't answer my question.
I think that probably as the next president, you probably need to worry about people not exporting jobs, but people. I mean, people being wanting to leave the country, go to other countries to get jobs, because this one has pretty much been drained by government programs and politicians that believe that they can handle the economic situation. They'll create a new program. Nothing more eternal than a government program, you know?
Well, I got it. You put a tariff on all imports, right? Because you started out by talking about imports and exporting jobs. So you'd probably, tariff the inputs, imports to the point where they would not be feasible to be bought, and then it would force the jobs to be created so that people could buy those goods.
Well, I don't think I would do that, but I think I would definitely encourage manufacturing to fire back up because the option.
How would you
encourage manufacturing? Everybody wants manufacturing in the United States. There's nobody who says we don't want manufacturing in the United States. What they want to do, however, is that they want to put all these restrictions on manufacturing. Tell me how you would do it.
Well, here's how I would do it. The younger people wouldn't take the jobs, and obviously,
why?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't take it yourself because of what I'm about to say. What I would do is I would offer to retired people, and the jobs would only be available for retired people, and only offering a real small wage, maybe $2 or $3 an hour. But keep in mind one thing. These people are already drawing Social Security. They're on welfare. They're on this. They're on that. And I think they would line up to take it. If I was retired and 70 years old, I would line up.
Okay, so I just want to try to follow you here, make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that you, if you were elected president, would create jobs for retired people only, working in industries that had been run out of this country due to whatever reasons, usually it's regulation and controls and such that runs these things out of the country. You would create jobs only for retired people. How would you do that? Would you wave a magic wand? Would you take your own personal money and open up manufacturing companies? Would you take taxpayer dollars? Would these be state-run manufacturers? How does that work exactly?
Well, we would have to find people that are willing to invest in getting these buildings that are shut down, turned back into automotive plants to make engines, to make stereos, to make TVs, to make computers, stuff that we really don't make too much anymore. And like I said, the younger people are not going to take those jobs, and the minimum wage law is way more than $2 or $3 an hour.
Would you abolish the minimum wage?
It would be hard.
That's what you have to do.
No. I'm not asking you whether it'd be hard. I'm asking you whether you would support that.
I don't think so because
Well, why not? Okay, that was the one thing.
Just for septuagenarians, right?
That was the one thing you were on to without realizing it. I'll come back. We'll talk a little. You're welcome to stick with us here. We'll continue this discussion here because what you're talking about, top-down control is impossible. We'll explain that. Centralization doesn't work. But ending the minimum wage could actually help bring jobs back to this country. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. We give them to you free. Archives. If you've missed a moment, they're right there at the top of the page. Click download. They're yours totally free. And if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to late 2006. All of it on the house. All of it there at freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that a new currency at some point will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing with time. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Bitcoins are going up, it seems like, every day. Compared to your dollars, they're going up, and your dollars are going down. Weusecoins.org.
Oh, they went down, Mark. They went down from 29 to 28.67.
Yeah. 33-cent drop.
Of course, it's up from like 70 cents a few months ago.
Yeah.
So, big change. Over time. All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Daryl listening in Texas. Actually, did we hold on to somebody? I spaced out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't recall.
I don't know. Whoever we have.
Hello.
Take notes. Who is this?
It's Bob in Indianapolis.
Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Well,
oh, you were the guy with the $2 to $3 an hour thing. That's right. Thank you very much.
Well,
I get all distracted here during the break. We're still talking about this demon thing.
I realize everything that I would propose would face a challenge, but, you know.
Yeah, well, because it's not realistic. It doesn't take in economics into reality. It doesn't take in the fact that somebody who's retired isn't going to likely want to work for $2 to $3 per hour.
I think that's the biggest point right there.
But the one thing you're on to, Bob, is that the minimum wage is something that has driven jobs out of the country. And this is something that politicians put into effect because, well, it gets them votes. It doesn't actually do anything positive for the economy because as the minimum wage is driven up over time with new laws and new adjustments to the minimum wage, it actually drives people out of work. It actually takes people on the lower end of the skill status. It actually takes them and puts them out of jobs. It also affects black people and other minorities and young people disproportionately as well. They tend to lose their jobs whenever the minimum wage goes up as well. And a lot of those jobs will end up going out of the country because, well, they can pay people less to make products in other countries. And so eliminating the minimum wage would actually go a long way to ensuring that jobs stay in America and maybe even bringing some back. Another way to actually get jobs to come back to America would be to eliminate government regulations and allow the marketplace to provide competitive third-party certification and sort of market-based regulation rather than this one-size-fits-all government system that is forced down upon companies. It's another reason why a lot of companies leave is because they've just been regulated out of business. They can go somewhere else where they don't have to face all of these costly regulations because each regulation has certain costs attached to it, and they have to pass those costs on to the consumers. And so they want to go to the places where they can get the labor cheap and they can avoid all of these regulatory structures. But as a president, you can't do what you're talking about doing because central control fails. You don't have the ability to respond to market demand. You don't know, you know, you and your panel of experts doesn't know what is demanded in the marketplace because you're not actually responsive. You're not actually receiving the market signals about what the market is looking for as far as products and what kind of TVs and what kind of services that the market is wanting. Does it make any sense to you?
Oh, one thing that I've learned tonight is I wouldn't have to hire any advisors. I just call talk radio because you guys seem to know quite a bit more about this than me. I want to say lastly, I've heard a lot of religion talk on this radio. The Holy Ghost came inside me like a body my perfect size, like me floating into you or you floating into me. And if I wanted to go get a beer tonight, I could do it. And if God didn't save homosexuals, I wouldn't have the Holy Ghost in me right now. But I am interested in running in president and... Thank you for having my call. And
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your campaign. 1-800-259-9231.
What this country needs is a Holy Ghost drunk gay guy running for office. That's what we need. Holy Ghost filled drunk gay guy.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Let's continue here and actually talk to Daryl. We already took Daryl. All right.
Daryl, we got.
There, we talked to him. All right. How about George listening?
Couldn't do any worse than we have for president now,
in
right?
Kansas. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think religion could have been a good idea way back when the earth was flat. Before people with power took it over. Then we started wars with infidels.
I think that religion is kind of this community thing that'll draw people together, and you do need these, especially in agrarian cultures where people would spend most of their days, day in and day out on the farm. They didn't get a chance to go see other people other than the ones that, say, lived right next door. You needed excuses for these people to get out on a weekly basis so that they could marry off their young folks to other people and propagate the species. But, you know, that's a civic organization.
Yeah, I kind of like you, Mark, I can appreciate the communal aspects of religion and
organized religion.
I don't really like the top down approach of anything, including religion, but I do like the aspect that Mark pointed out that it still is a place where a lot of people do gather, and there are certain community things that are discussed as just a natural course of events, and so that it does have some value within a community. I just don't like the fact that they're teaching such a crazy sort of ideology and just idol worship of
it's really a dangerous
three different gods, which it's like Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and God Himself. Well, which one is it? I mean,
you've really opened up a can of worms now with the Trinity thing.
Yeah, I know. I had to.
Hey, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I always like to compare God with Santa Claus for adults.
Sort of. Thanks for the call, Ted. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, except it's a lot easier to prove that Santa Claus doesn't exist. He doesn't come down that chimney. He doesn't come in. It's
He's a magic Santa Claus, and you can't see him. He's invisible.
Yeah.
The presents are there in the morning. Come on.
Jeez, heretic.
Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We'll go to Brian, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, I'm a recent listener, first time caller.
Welcome,
and
sir.
I've been listening on the air tonight, and there's been some discussion about religion and politics, and do they mix? I see a lot of this, this hard driving, Christian right in politics, and it has a place in the United States. The United States was founded on Christian Judeo values, but does it need to interfere with our political system? No. I see that a lot, especially when it comes to where it interferes with science and scientific policy in the United States, where it has absolutely no place and no value.
But you see it everywhere. I mean, Judeo-Christian values, it has to do with, gambling, prostitution, the use of drugs. I mean, just about the caring for the poor, waging war against the infidel. Religion and people's religions are pervasive in American politics. It's not just, stem cell research.
Well, I think getting rid of politics would be a nice start, don't you?
There we go.
It's never going to go away. No one's disputing that. Right?
Well, religion's never going to go away, but what about politics? Can we get rid of that? Would you agree on that?
No, politics are never going to go away either. Everybody's always going to try to get the sweeter end of the deal, and that's the basis for politics.
More coming up. If you want, you stick around. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I, ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. That includes dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. You can get your drink on and play some cornhole. They have a cornhole game there. The Fun Compound will be the home of Fixed Brewing. You can get your customized limited edition Porkfest commemorative beer mug.
Oh, sweet.
Fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the sticky porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, or even the gluten-free. Also featuring the Agarist drinking fountain. Wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary. Chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with a tall El Osborne. Located across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. SACL CAI Fun Compound. They've got liquor in the front and cornhole in the rear.
Wow. And he said right across from the acoustic stage, the new stage in Agoura Valley, the Der Schles's Magical Mystery Tour. So you should have checked that out.
So there'll be more than one musical stage?
There's three stages.
Oh,
cool. There's the Jazz Hall, the main pavilion, the Freaking Pavilion, actually, is what that one's called.
Oh, yeah.
And then the acoustic stage, which is right across from Osborne's site and next to the...
More details at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Not too late to get registered. You can even show up the day of. I think registration is probably going to be a little more expensive if you just walk up. But if you are the procrastinating type or the type who does not want your name on a list, you can just show up at Porkfest. But please go ahead and register. It gives people an idea of what to expect and what to plan for and that sort of thing. So porkfest.com. You can use our discount code FREETALKLIVE with no spaces to save 20%. I think we saw Brian with us listening in Virginia to WTAR. Brian, are you still there?
Brian?
We were talking about the religion and politics, and no, I don't think that either one's ever going to go away. But I do see my whole deal is I really love science, and I think science is a big place in the United States. But every time there's a big scientific report that goes through Washington, it gets edited by whatever administration is in office, and that's not right.
Do you see why science shouldn't be handled by the government then?
Yes, science belongs to scientists. It does not belong to politicians. It
and
does,
free
does
will
not belong
belongs
to religion.
To, and free will belongs to individuals. And this is, I guess, what we were sort of wondering about. You said that there will always be politics. And I wonder whether this is true. I mean, things have changed so fundamentally from the agrarian culture as things existed. But we still have essentially the same government organization. Now, instead of the Lord being able to tell everybody what to do, we have everybody's the Lord. And they can tell everybody else what to do. And they elect these representatives that act like the lords, and essentially the serfs get to elect the king every 4 years. And I don't know whether I do think in the next few hundred years you're going to see a fundamental shift, because government has no customer service mechanism. Their customer service mechanism is cut your head off so you shut up.
Yeah, that's true. I think the roots of government have to do with the roots of what's the word I'm looking for? Unavailability of resources.
Lack.
Struggling to survive.
And that's another thing, is you're liable to see in your lifetime, you're liable to see an unlimited resource. You're liable to see energy produced out of nothing. You're liable to see a machine. At this point, I saw in the Colbert Report last night, they put one of these printers out that made a little statue of Colbert's.
Printing's cool. 3D printing's cool.
It's cool, right? But at this point, you're seeing things being manufactured from a little machine, a little printer that they sell printers at Staples for $50. I don't know what they're going to sell these printers at.
That idealized world where technology solves all our problems, technology can solve all these technical problems and make politics a little bit irrelevant. But the problem is technology can't immediately overcome politics.
Technology is going to insert itself in between technology as much as it can.
Technology can't solve all of our problems. It can
only anything can.
Because without love and compassion, you can't solve any significant problems. Technology can overcome certain issues that are certainly very useful and good to have it around, but without love, then technology will go in a direction of destruction, and then technology will become a problem. So there's that aspect. But I think that politics can be eliminated. I think government can be eliminated, and if we actually do have success at eliminating this coercive monopoly from our lives, then in that case, religions will become less dangerous. Because without religion being able to, people, those who are religious, without them being able to grab a hold of the reins of power and wield that over the other individuals in their society, then that limits their ability to control, and so therefore they would only be able to attempt to brainwash and influence through the power of their words rather than the power of the gun.
I dream of the day. Reasoned minds prevail over those of narrow-mindedness.
You dream of that day, then, and you love the ideas of liberty, then you owe it to yourself to look at the Free State Project. I know you said you're new to the program. FreeStateProject.org is where you'll want to go if you love the ideas of human freedom, and because we've got a pretty big dream, too, and that's why we made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in another week and a half, which of course will be a great example of people acting on their own volition without having some coercive government around telling them what to do, and it all ends up working out pretty well. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Bumper Jack calling from Texas, listening on XM's America's Talk. Hello, Bumper Jack.
Hey, man.
Hey.
First time caller. Think your show's pretty neat. Listen to a few of your topics there. I was commenting on about the young marriages over across the sea, the Yemen, places like that.
Yeah, possibly marrying 5-year-olds together and such. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I kind of agree with the caller called in, about government intervening and stuff. But the only thing about that is what they actually do, those young girls, the sacrifices they have to do and endure. And it's kind of like a slave thing there, They mutilate them. They do things, I can't mention, I guess you know what I'm talking about, to their bodies.
Are you talking about female circumcision?
Yeah. Yes.
This doesn't occur in India. There's all kinds of different...
You mentioned Vietnam.
We're mixing this all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just using an example for, you know, some countries do that with the young brides and stuff there. And
it's true.
I think that's a little bit... It's a little bit much there.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
No, that's crazy. Female circumcision is even more sick than male, and they're both mutilation.
And I was wanting to get a little bit, how could I go about getting more information about the Porcupine Festival?
Yeah, no problem. You go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Are you a professional driver?
Yeah, it's a hot day over here going out to El Paso, man.
Yeah, go on over to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It happens once a year up in the woods of northern New Hampshire. It's a bunch of liberty-minded folks gathered together, everything from voluntarists to minarchists, everything from political activists to civil disobedience, and all kinds of fun times will be had. And I highly recommend if you can make it out this year, even if it's just for a couple days, come on up and check it out. It's a good time.
Hey, great, man. Once again, a good day.
Bumper Jack, we're losing you, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And the number 800-259-9231. Let's go to Captain Ned, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Captain Ned.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, very entertaining show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
I got a quick two-parter. I'd like to say why Thomas Jefferson Dance Party was a rousing success. But first, I got to congratulate you guys on letting the anti-gay guy make his points. In the spirit of free talk,
frothing anti-gay guy, the one that was anti-gay, but it was a little bit more, I don't know, communicable, somebody who could actually communicate.
Well, the frothing shouting guy. I mean, you guys really played him well, and let him go. But anyway, I'd like to say I believe it's firmly nature versus nurture, and I'll give you an example from the fish family. Everybody's heard of grouper. They're born one sex, and they gradually turn to another sex. You can look it up and verify it for yourself. So if you've been in Florida, you've eaten a transgendered fish sandwich. Good chance of it.
I love being trans. Good trans.
Yeah,
especially blackened. That's the way I like my
Captain Ned. I know you had something else, so stick with us here. We'll bring you back here in a moment. For the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, coming up here shortly, 800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts to get on the lines right now. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. Woo-hoo! But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
I shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from X-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for Free Food Know-How at ofthefield.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. Maybe if you dial in now at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Although tomorrow night it shall not be Ian and Mark, although normally it is on Fridays and Saturdays, we will not be here. But that doesn't mean you will be without live Free Talk Live programming, because we've got great co-hosts who will come in and do the show without us being here. So tomorrow night, Friday night, you're going to hear Stephanie from Pork Therapy fame, also the host of She Talk Live, which you hear occasionally on Sunday nights on our internet-only edition of this program. Stephanie's going to be here with Michelle Seven, who is always here on Friday nights. And then Saturday night, Gardner Goldsmith from LibertyConspiracy.com will be in the studio, as well as Julia. So we'll continue with live programming even in our absence. We're going to the New Media Seminar in New York City.
Where's the rope?
We will be schmoozing it up with the talk radio bigwigs. And, yeah, it's business. We got to do what we got to do. It's kind of a who's who of the talk radio business.
Do you look forward to the New Media Seminar in any way?
I do. I enjoy going there. I like the talk radio people.
I like going. I don't like going away from home. So I'm kind of torn in that aspect. I would rather just stay at home.
Well, it's nice in New Hampshire. I like it in New Hampshire. I don't like leaving New Hampshire.
I don't know about New Hampshire specifically. Home is what I mean. I mean, you know, it's that
New Hampshire is my home. Yeah. And
If I went to a convention in Portsmouth, it would be shorter. That would be preferable, but I would still be away from home.
I like that we don't have to fly to go to New York City now, whereas we did when we were in Florida. So
as long as we're putting aside for the drive there, we might as well be flying. What do we got? We're leaving at 5.
We're getting up early tomorrow. So the things we do for this show. But you're going to be giving a speech. And it's all because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Listeners like you getting behind the show with $3 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You're the ones that are sending us to this this convention, because without the AMP program, it would be hard to justify it, because we're putting it down at least a grand to go and do this. The hotel room's like at least $200, if not $300 for a night. The tickets are like $400 a pop. I think we got them at the early bird price of $300 a pop, though. I mean, there's that, and then all the gas and the time that's spent in. But we've got to do it, because we need to be seen by the people in the business as being serious about this business. And so that's why we're going to go there. So continue, though. You'll continue to get live Free Talk Live content even while we're not here. 1-800-259-9231 as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Captain Ned, I believe, is still with us in Florida. Captain Ned, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back for part two.
Sure.
Jason, Adam, and Ed, and the other dancers at Thomas Jefferson Monument have now turned Jefferson's Monument into a proving ground for liberty, much like the storied Bonneville salt flats. So it's going to be run what you brung. Every time is going to be a different thing. And July 4th
The only thing that was missing from the last one was 5,000 people and about 500 bikers. Because the 500 bikers turned into the true snake on the Gadsden flag. It's a fluid dynamic exercise.
What you're referring to, for our listeners that are unaware, is the Jefferson dance party, the D.C. dance party that went on over the weekend. I presume not everybody knows about this because I doubt it got huge nationwide coverage. But dozens of people came into the Jefferson Memorial to dance in direct defiance of a man in a robe who declared that it was illegal to do things like dance and speechify and do anything that might perhaps draw attention, perhaps draw a crowd. And hundreds of people came to support those who were dancing, those dozens who were dancing. And the police let them all alone for about 15 minutes until they finally did decide to shut down the entire memorial. And this is an improvement over the week prior where the police arrested five people for dancing when it was only five people that were dancing. It was a much smaller event the week prior to. So they really made a great advancement. They really made a good stand for liberty. It wasn't a total win across the board, but they're coming back. As you mentioned, July 4th, there is going to be yet another dance party in D.C. and in other places around the country, but specifically there at the Jefferson Memorial. And I think that's great news.
Absolutely. And all you young co-ed ballerinas, man, reach out to the Vietnam vet bikers and link these generations and tell them, hey, man, we need you guys to support us. We're going to be dancing. We need you guys to just show up because I doubt the fresh-faced park police are going to be slamming too many of the boys to the ground. So thank you, guys.
The bikers. Thanks, Captain Ned. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And bikers are very liberty-oriented crowd as well as professional drivers.
I don't like those helmet laws.
Well, up here in New Hampshire, they don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, in a lot of places, that's certainly an issue. But, yeah, bikers are just generally very liberty-oriented people, and so it's a great constituency.
Sure. That's all about being on the open road by yourself and being in control of your own, you know, your own mode of transportation. Coming from Milwaukee, I grew up around a lot of bikers, and some of my family members were into that as well with the Harley-Davidson. I had an uncle worked for Harley, so naturally it was a big part of the family that I grew up in. And I don't know if that contributed to my own independence, but it was sort of being independent, doing your own thing is definitely something that is celebrated.
Toll free number here tonight for you, 800-259-9231, to Dan listening in New York to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I like the forum you guys have. It's really great. I've been listening to you for some time here.
Thanks.
And really enjoy it. It's really, the way you open up the microphones, everyone. It's fabulous to do that.
Yes, even the bigoted jerks who called in earlier tonight. You probably haven't heard that particular call yet. It's coming up because XM's a couple hours delayed. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the age of these girls getting married. You know, it was very common, say maybe 200 years ago. My grandmother, a great-grandmother, was married at 12 years old.
This is actually, Loretta Lynn is a really great example of this. She was an Appalachian coal miner's daughter. I think she was married at 12 years old to a 22-year-old man.
And my mother was 15. My mother was 15 when she was married. You know, if you look back in history, I'm a historian buff. I like to read quite a bit of history. And Thomas Jefferson, back in his time, in 1802, the age of consent, what would you think that would be in Virginia?
Hazard a guess.
Ten years old in Virginia, in 1802 now. In 1802, the age of consent was 10 years old.
Now was that consent to marry or consent to have sex? I mean, they wouldn't even have something like that, right?
That is left open. I don't know.
Okay.
But I know the when a girl was 18 years old back 150, 200 years ago, she was an old maid.
Yeah.
Most girls had their third child by the time they were 15, 16 years old. They were already there, and they, you know, it was very, very common. That's what I'm trying to relate to you. That
sure.
Sure, and you know what? One of the big factors in the change over the years has been this kind of childification push that some people, this kick that some people are on, the idea that, well, children should be children as long as they possibly can.
Right.
And they try to coddle them and protect them and make it so they can't work, they can't get a job, they can't take on any responsibility.
Right, right. Well, let me tell you, if you, like I say, you could check me out on it. Go back in history, and you can look. Thomas Jefferson had sex today he would be considered a pedophile. Thomas Jefferson, our third president, because he had relations with girls under the age of 18.
Yep.
That's a known fact.
Well, you know, you're absolutely spot on. And by the way, the term pedophile, of course, is completely inaccurate to describe that. Pedophiles
exactly.
are people who love children, and a teenage girl is not a child in my mind. Anybody that's gone beyond puberty.
What they want to do is demonize and label people. You know how that goes with the government or any kind of authority figure. They want to demonize people. But that goes. You go back and in history and look at that, and
right.
most of the girls were not even 15 years old. And they
well, one of the other things you can go back and look at, again, to back up what you're saying here, is if you look at the old tests from, like, the 1800s that kids had to take in school back then, they were crazy.
Yeah.
They were crazy difficult. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine taking these tests. And so the government school system has essentially
right.
dumbed people down
yes.
and
right.
has been
right.
part of this
exactly.
whole childification thing. You probably had
right.
10-year-olds back then who were smarter and more experienced than 18-year-olds
right.
are today.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But if you do a check on, you know, I don't know if you can Google it or what, but the age of consent was 10 years old in 1802, around Thomas Jefferson's presidency.
Dan, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Just think about all of the productivity that we could have in this country if young people were actually encouraged to find what they love to do and go and do it rather than sitting in these government indoctrination camps for 13 years of their lives.
I had a job after school from the age of 12. Now, it was illegal for me to work at that time and get paid, so I actually got paid. It was a comic book store, and I loved comic books, and I was into comic books, and I got paid in comic books. But I worked, and it taught me so much more. I learned more at the job than I did at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to get to work on time. I learned to, treat people as customers. I learned all kinds of good things at work.
And you don't feel like you were taken advantage of.
Right. Right. That's the idea. The idea that I was, my arm was going to be cut off in some kind of comic book making machine or something.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. But right. we'll be back. Well, at least we, as in the show Free Talk Live, will return tomorrow. Mark and I again going to New York City, so we'll see you. Mark and I will be back on Monday night, but the show goes on, so stay tuned. More tomorrow night and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.